No? Yeah, no bother. Perfect, Sarah. Thank you. Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to our annual general meeting and my final one as your chairperson. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. We remain in unprecedented times, so can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion in committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to do so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item in business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before you speak. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments that they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in as listed. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking, and cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. And just to remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters: Q if you wish to ask a question, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposed first will be taken as a proposer, and the person who proposed second will be recorded as the seconder. Now, in terms of apologies, I have an apology from Councillor McMurray earlier on this evening. Do we have any other from you, Sarah, or from the floor?
Councillor Dorn.
Thank you, Sarah. Anybody else?
Councillor Gallagher.
Councillor Gallagher. Okay. Okay, perfect. So now for my closing comments as your chairperson. Ladies and gentlemen, when I took up this chain of office last year, I did so in full knowledge that it would be a year like no other. I assumed mayoral duties while we were in the midst of one lockdown and doing all within our power to provide leadership and calm amidst the raging storm. This truly has been a year like no other. As the virus spread through our communities, it did so indiscriminately and without mercy. Yet our communities did their best to ensure it would not overcome them. Fast forward to today and we see just how far we have come together. However, too many people died and there are too many families left behind grieving their loss. Though we have a vaccine, the success of the vaccine rollout has been as unprecedented as the speed at which the virus made its way through our community. It has been a year like no other. As communities were forced to separate from one another, through our ingenuity and dogged determination, we find new and unique ways to grow closer together. In the absence of human action and interaction, our planet found its own way to heal and to gain a new lease of life. A reminder to all of us of the deadly effect of climate change and the impact we have on our shared home place. At the beginning of this year, like no other, I said that I wanted us to be a unified council and to let the message to our constituents be imbued with a spirit of warmth, generosity and compassion. I can only hope that as we go forward, that spirit can continue. We are about to embark on a year which will be of the utmost significance for the socio-political climate of the North and which will in some way shape the path of future years. Indeed, who knows where some of our councillors here will be this time next year. At the beginning of this year, like no other, I said that we were elected to unlock the solutions to the challenge we face and to do so with the warm, generous and compassionate spirit that fills every one of our lives and compels us ever onward in the hope of a tomorrow that we can and that we must determine for the common good of our shared home. This is within our grasp. The tomorrow I dream of for my children, Tom and Polly, the one I will work for, is found in a new, prosperous and reconciled Ireland, and we can all help shape that. As I relinquish this chain of office, I pay tribute to Harold McKee, who so ably deputised when needed. I would like to pay particular tribute to the SDLP for their confidence in me, our council senior management team, officers, staff, and in particular the team in Democratic Services headed up by Sarah, who have worked so hard to ensure our council operated with some semblance of normality. And lastly, a very special thank you to Sheila. For those who have worn the chain will know the huge role that Sheila plays with such professionalism, integrity and kindness. I will certainly miss our team catch-ups. Thank you, Sheila, for all that you did in support of me over the course of a very challenging year. I also pay tribute to Kathy and Una as they now assume this role, which I have every faith they will undertake with the same spirit of warmth, generosity and compassion. Colleagues, serving as your mayor or chair has been the greatest honour of my life, and this has been a year like no other. Thank you for affording me this opportunity, and I look forward to devoting myself to serving the people of the Mourns fully once more and working with each of you as we embark upon this new chapter with warmth, generosity and compassion together. So thank you. I'm now going to hand over to Harold as outgoing deputy chair, and then can take some comments after that. So I'll pass over to Harold. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure in thanking my new Mourne Down Ulster Unionist Party group in choosing me to be the deputy chair in 2020-21. I thank the outgoing chair, Laura Devlin, for being my chairperson for the same period. She has done an excellent job in this difficult pandemic year. I thank Laura for her assistance with me, and to Sheila and the council for allowing me to perform this role in what has been a difficult year. Since taking up my duties, I have had my deputy chair chain around me on four occasions. In some ways, this has been no major surprise to me because, as some whom I know very well said, everything you do in politics goes belly up. I walked away from a 19-year term continuous employment, left being able to receive redundancy because I had this opportunity of going into a Northern Ireland Assembly. Instead of a 5-year term, I got 8 months, therefore leaving me ineligible for any redundancy. Now I had been appointed deputy chair and almost zero outings. Even family members hadn't realised I was deputy chair of council. But as we say, what is more important, it is always our health. I would like to say at this time, we will remember those in our prayers who had suffered at the hands of the pandemic, those who have lost loved ones, and those who have been hospitalised. Many people, should they have been in a residential home or a hospital, were unable to meet friends. This has to be a lonely, sad time for them. Thankfully, we can say today was the first day with no recorded death in the last 28 days with COVID-19 in the UK, considering in July last year there were a total of 1,820 deaths in one day. As I hand over my chain of office to my counterpart, I wish them well in the year that lies ahead, and hopefully there will be no interruptions for her to carry out her duties. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Harold. Okay, we've got some questions or comments coming in the chat box. Then, Councillor Walker, you were in first there.
Chair, thank you very much. And Chair, on behalf of the DUP group, I want to commend you yourself and the Vice Chair, Councillor McKee, in the way you've conducted yourselves in your term of office. Yes, you're right. It has been a very, very difficult year with COVID, and it wouldn't have been anything like a normal year in getting out and meeting a lot of people throughout the district. You would have had hundreds of engagements if the pandemic hadn't have been here. But I have to say that when it come to dealing with COVID, you were to the forefront, particularly yourself, Chair, you know, in giving numerous press releases and that, telling the people to stay safe, telling them what to do, and I commend you for that, so I do. But also, on behalf of unionists in the district, you held the hand of friendship out, I think. We had a royal death, so we did there. A number of months ago there, and when you were asked to open the book of condolence and asked to light up a couple of buildings within the district, you didn't hesitate, you done it. And on behalf of the people that I represent, I want to thank you for that from the bottom of my heart. You know, you treated everybody with respect within this chamber, and that's what the chair is all about, being impartial. And finally, I'll say it now, on behalf of our grouping, I want to wish the incoming chair and vice chair all the best for the incoming year. So I do. Hopefully, COVID restrictions will be relaxed, where you will get the full benefits of being chair, getting out and meeting people, engaging with people. So on behalf of the DUP grouping, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Billy. Councillor O'Mara?
Yeah, go on, Margaret, Chair. Just echoing Billy's sentiments, on behalf of the Sinn Féin group, I'd like to congratulate yourself and Councillor McKee on the way you conducted yourselves through a very difficult year, a very difficult year for everybody. You touched on the tragedies and the loss of life and the way that our district has been affected throughout the last 12 months, and there's none of us will forget the year that we had in it and the difficulties and the sitting at home in pokey rooms trying to connect on to keep society functioning and to keep opportunities for people and to keep funding opportunities for community groups. And, you know, I suppose, Laura, you yourself were out in some of the communities that I represent during the term of, and you've seen firsthand yourself, and we spoke about it the other day at the, when you were given the awards, and that it brought out a new side, a different side to communities that we saw, and that if there's anything can be a positive from that, let that be it. That you know, you did everything you could to encourage everybody else around the district. So congratulations and fair play to you. Wish you.
Thanks very much, Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And echo the two councillors before me, yourself and Harold, the job that you've done over the last year. Thank you very much from the SDLP group, from your own group, Laura. We had all the confidence in you at the start, knew you would do a fantastic job. None of us knew when the emergency meeting was called back in March, 14 months ago, that we'd be back here for the first time 14 months later. So that was a difficult year for yourself and for Harold and for any incoming councillors, because we all had to adapt. And it was very difficult to adapt and hold meetings digitally and engage with the people on the ground without having contact with the people on the ground. Billy said about the representation role and the meetings around the district, and yes, that was parked largely throughout the year, but this was all about informing people and connecting people with local government. And I have never seen as many people looking information as they have had over the last year. You know, people that were afraid for their futures, not being able to navigate the information that was out there, they look to us as councillors and they look to yourselves as the mayor and the deputy mayor of this council. And I think both of you have done an absolutely amazing job. Barra's right. We've met so many community groups because we've engaged them through the food parcels, through all the funding schemes that have been rolled out and the funding schemes that will be rolled out over the coming months to help people get through this. And you've met with groups down in South Armagh with myself and seen the great work that's going on. And I think it's connected us even more to the people on the ground. So yes, like you said, it has been a year like no other. It hasn't been the same as anybody else's term, but I think that you've benefited. Both of you have benefited from that, because nobody can replicate the year that you've had. And hopefully we're coming out the other side of it and we can see some positivity at the end of a very, very long tunnel. But thank you very much for all the representation that you both give on behalf of the SDLP. And I also want to echo the previous councillor's comments and wish Cathy and Una all the best taking over the role, and you'll have their full support going forward. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Pete. Councillor Brown.
Thank you, Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yep,
yeah,
Andy.
Yep, sorry, it's just going on my headphones. Headphones are working or not. Just on behalf of our group, I'd like to echo the comments that have gone before me there and say to you, Laura, thank you very much for your year of service. As we said, it's certainly been an unprecedented year. We're all hoping the precedented times would be back, but I think you've done a fantastic job under the circumstances. Your certainly profile, you know, online and where possible out in the community has been fantastic. It's a shame we were only able to cross paths at one event there at Ballydugan medieval village there last year, but I know you did a fantastic job where you could be out and about, and there would have been hundreds more of those sort of events if it had been normal times. I know we had our share of skirmishes and council meetings over the year, and I just wanted to say that, you know, on my behalf, there is no ill feeling. I think you always conducted yourself very positively and fairly and with respect at all times when you were in the chair, and did a fantastic job. And the same to Councillor McKee as the very able deputy, and just want to say as well, good luck and best wishes to Kathy and Una coming in as well. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Patrick. Councillor Taylor.
Thank you, Chair. Deputy Chair, could I begin by offering my warm congratulations to both of you for the year that you've had over the past 12 months. Now, certainly, obviously, there will be some regret in the fact that you weren't able to undertake a role in the way that you've wished to, in terms of getting out to the communities in the way that any chair or deputy chair would normally do. But that didn't hinder in any way the way that you conducted yourselves over the last 12 months, I have to say. You should both be very proud of the way that you undertook the role of chair and deputy chair. You know, I would say, Laura, there's been a number of occasions now over the last maybe year where I've certainly heard you in the media, whether it be radio or TV, representing the council. And I have to say, you performed extremely well. It was very positive. You know, it created a very positive image of our council and a very positive image of yourself. So congratulations in the way that you conducted yourself in that regard. And listen, there was no doubt that you would do that anyway, but it's whenever you're the front person for the council, it creates a better council image of the council as well. So thank you for all that you've done. Harold, I was very proud to be able to nominate you for the role of deputy chair. It was something that you were extremely deserving of, because you're a hard-working representative for the people that you represent in Mourne. You're a hard-working party representative, and I'm very, you know, glad that we have an asset like you within our team. And certainly if there was, you know, more Harold McKees, it would be a far better place for everyone in Northern Ireland and for every council that there is. So, you know, you should be very proud. I know that your family were very proud of the way that you conducted yourself as well. Again, you didn't get to undertake as many roles as you wanted to, but that unfortunately was where we are. You know, it was a difficult year for everybody in the community, and we had to make the best of that. So just again, congratulations to both of you, and I wish you well for the remainder of your term here on the council. Could I also say to Kathy and Una, congratulations on your forthcoming appointment as chair and deputy chair of the council, and I certainly wish you well as you undertake your year. I do hope that you are able to get out into the community more than obviously Laura and Harold were, and I'm certainly, you know, believe that will be the case as things are certainly looking more positive from a COVID point of view. But, you know, certainly if you conduct yourselves the way that the two before you did, you know, you'll do a good job. So congratulations and best wishes for the year ahead as well. OK, thank you.
Thanks very much, David. Councillor Tinley.
Thank you, Laura. I'll be controversial right away. I hope when the time comes around again, yourself and Harold are re-nominated by your parties when the opportunity presents itself. Because of the extraordinary year that it has been, yourself and Harold have been two exceptional ambassadors for the district in what has been a very trying year. David referred to it there. Laura, I also listened to you many times over the year on the media. It wasn't always good news stories that you were given comment on, but you conducted yourself in a manner befitting a chairperson of this district, and congratulations to you for that. Harold, you didn't get as many opportunities as the role normally would have offered, but such is life. I mean, like, it definitely was a unique year for you both, and you led us very well. And Laura, on a personal note, I had cause to call you three or four times throughout the year on issues that I thought should be brought to the attention of the chairperson, and every single time you lifted the phone and took the call and acted on the information or the issue that I was bringing to you. So my personal thanks to you for that. So congratulations on your term, And best wishes to Cathy and Una on the incoming year. I've enjoyed working with you over the past 2 years, and you are both very capable, and no doubt you will do a great job in the next 12 months. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Charlotte, and thanks to everybody for your kind comments. As I said before, it was my absolute pleasure to work with you all, even though it was really tough meetings in the last wee while. I forgive you for all that, but I do really, really appreciate all. I do look forward to working with you all again in the future. And as I think was Harold touched upon there, you know, we are very hopeful for some better and brighter days ahead. So thank you all. So for now, keen to move on with the actual.
Laura, can I? I was buzzing there.
Oh, sorry, Gavin, sorry.
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate yourself and Howard. You have been outstanding ambassadors. And thank you for all your help during the year. I'd also like to wish Kathy and Una all the best. No doubt they're going to be tremendous ambassadors for our district, and all the best, girls. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Gavin. I hadn't seen you. I was working for the team singer. Thank you for those comments. That's very much appreciated. Thank you. So, yeah, hopefully better days ahead. So if we can move on then in terms of the actual flow of the meeting this evening, I think the next thing on the agenda will be declarations of interest from anybody. And if we have no declarations of interest, we can move on into item two. Yeah, can move on then. Sorry, that's something said something there. We can move on then, I think, to item two, which is the appointment of statutory positions and responsibilities. I think I'm handing over to Marie or Sarah for that one.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Chair. And just from the management team of council, a huge thank you to both Laura and Harold in the role of chair and vice chair. It has been an absolute pleasure to work with you both over the last year in what has been very unprecedented times. So thank you very much. So I am now going to move to the appointment of the statutory positions of responsibility. Can I ask just procedurally tonight, when I call upon the nominating officer that they propose the person they're nominating, and can I ask for a seconder from the chamber, if you don't mind, not from online, so a seconder coming from the chamber for those, just to keep us right. So I would now call upon Councillor O'Murray as the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the appointment of the Chair of Council for 2021-22.
Cormac, it's more an honour to Cathy Mason, Anjum Nu, Mara Cahirlach and Corlia Imlena, so it's a great honour to nominate Cathy Mason as the Chair of Council for the year ahead.
And you proposing her?
Propose.
As well. And can I just ask for a seconder from the Chamber? Yep. Yeah. Okay, so it's seconded by Councillor McGuinness. Thank you. And then can I also call upon Councillor Murray as the nominating officer for Sinn Féin to appoint the Deputy Chair of Council for 21-22.
Arish, it's honour. We're doing Una McGuinness, Anjum Nu, Marlais, Cahirlach and Corlia Imlena. So it's a great honour again to propose Una McGuinness to be the Deputy Chair of Council for the year ahead.
Thank you. And just a seconder for that as well. So at this point then, in normal proceedings, we would do the formal handing over of the chain of office, but we obviously can't do that. So we now hand the meeting over to Councillor Mason.
Gormina Melgut, Marie, thank you very much. I suppose I'd like to start by thanking the outgoing chair, Councillor Laura Devlin, and the vice chair, Councillor Harold McKee. As everybody has alluded to here this evening, this has been an extremely difficult year for our district, and you both have dispatched your responsibilities with really great professionalism and real humanity. So thank you again for that. I would also like to thank Barra and my party colleagues for nominating me to take on this role of chairperson. I'm both humbled and grateful for your faith in me, and I look forward to leaning on many of you for advice, support and guidance in the year ahead. It's an absolute honour and a privilege to be chosen to lead the Council in this difficult period. And as your chairperson, I look forward to working with all councillors, council officers and all our many community organisations and agencies as we continue to build back from COVID and mitigate the effects of Brexit. There is no doubt that this has been a tough year for all. Our businesses, our local families, our sports clubs, our community and voluntary groups, each of us have been impacted over the past year. So, of course, this year will be about COVID recovery, about investing in our local economy, about protecting and attracting jobs, about delivering a better deal for workers and families, and about getting on and building much more affordable homes and ensuring the impact of Brexit is mitigated as much as possible, and also that we have sustainable infrastructure to enjoy the natural world around us. COVID has also obviously had a huge impact on our social and personal wellbeing. The pre-pandemic crisis in mental health and wellbeing has only worsened, and persistent health inequalities have only widened, and the need for local, fit-for-purpose health services are now greater than ever. The people of this district need hope. They need a council that can deliver for them, and they need a district that they can be proud of. All councillors, political parties and council officers need to push themselves this year ahead. Where once we may have found reasons not to do something, we now need to stretch ourselves to go that extra mile. This year we must strive to do whatever it takes to deliver solutions for the people of this district. So we have a big year ahead, a really exciting year, one that will no doubt present many challenges, but hopefully many opportunities. I'm really, really delighted to have Councillor Una McGuinness by my side as Vice Chair, who I will undoubtedly rely on for much needed advice and support, and obviously the odd piece of advice on directions for Sleeve Gullion as well. So I'm not going to keep any longer, and I just say again, Garmila Mayoga for the nomination, and it's a great, great honour. And I'll pass over to Una as Vice Chair.
Thanks, Cathy. Akarja, firstly, I'd like to thank the outgoing Chair, Laura Devlin, and Vice Chair Harold McKee for all their work over the last year in very, very challenging times. It is a great honour for me to accept the nomination to be Vice Chair of Newry Morne and Down District Council for the upcoming year. I would sincerely like to thank my own party, Sinn Féin, for proposing me for this role. I would also like to thank my family, who have been very supportive of me throughout my tenure as councillor so far. I am delighted to be Vice Chair to my colleague, Cathy Mason, who I know will make a fantastic Chair of Council. It is testament to both our ability and changing times that two women have been selected for these roles. I look forward to working closely with Cathy, with council officials and with fellow councillors, and between us we will endeavour to reach out to the entire community across the district. It is very important to me as a Sleeve Gullion councillor that the strong strategic alliance we have with our counterparts on Louth County Council continues and grows. This cross-border cooperation is essential, and COVID-19 has made that close connection even more necessary. I have no doubt that being Vice Chair will be challenging at times, and good communication is vital. It is important that between us all we address some of the societal inequalities that many areas and groups face throughout the district. The last year has been a testing one for us all, and we have had to adapt to a new life of online meetings. I would expect this to continue in a hybrid fashion for some time to come, and it highlights the fact that flexibility within council and its workings is possible without everyone having to travel to the chamber if it's not feasible. As a Sinn Féin representative for the people of South Armagh, it is extremely important to the people I represent that South Armagh is included into the corporate identity of this council. South Armagh is an integral part of this council, and that must be reflected in the council name. As councillors, we have grown together over the last 12 months in what has been an unprecedented year. Everyone rose to the challenge, and the most significant lesson for us all is the importance of community. Community is the heart and soul of this district, and Cathy and myself will endeavour to reach out to those communities to help and support them as best we can. I am sure that the next 12 months will continue to be a challenge, and we as councillors will continue to have vigorous debate whilst we aim to develop Newry Morne and Down District Council for its residents, its businesses and its visitors. We will work with honesty, integrity and professionalism in the best interests of the people who elected us as their representatives on this council. Gura mé agaibh.
Thanks very much, Una. I'll just pass back to Marie.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So I just conclude the appointment of statutory positions of responsibility, and on behalf of the management team again, I wish you every best of luck in this year ahead, and we look forward to working very closely with you as well. So if we move on to the third appointment under the statutory positions of responsibility, and I would call on Councillor O'Murray from as nominating officer for Sinn Féin to appoint the Chair of ERT for 21-22.
Happy to propose Roisin Hall for Chair of ERT.
Okay, and can I just have a seconder from the Chamber, just?
I'll second that.
Thank you. And then from SDLP, I call upon Councillor Byrne as the nominating officer for SDLP to appoint the deputy chair of ERT for 21-22.
Happy to propose Councillor Terry Andrews.
And again, a seconder. Councillor Devlin seconded. And again, then, if I call upon Councillor Byrne as the nominating officer for the SDLP to appoint the chair of AHC for 21-22.
I propose Councillor Karen McKevitt.
I second that.
Thank you. Councillor Walker seconded that. And then for the I call upon again Councillor Murray for as a nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the appointment of the deputy chair of AHC for 21-22.
Happy to propose Councillor Charlie Casey.
Can I just ask for a seconder? And Councillor Mason seconded that. And can I call upon Councillor Walker as the nominating officer for the DUP to appoint the chair of Neighbourhood Services for 21-22?
It gives me pleasure to nominate Councillor Catherine Owen.
Okay, Councillor Taylor seconded that. And then can I call upon again Councillor O'Murray as nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the appointment of Deputy Chair of Neighbourhood Services for 21-22.
Happy to propose Councillor Aoife Finnegan for that role.
And
second that.
Thank you. And then again Councillor O'Murray as nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the appointment of Chair of SPNR for 21-22.
Happy to propose Una Hanlon for Chair of SPNR.
And Councillor Mason seconded that. And could I call upon Councillor Brown as the nominating officer for the Alliance Party to appoint the deputy chair of SPNR for 21-22?
Sounds awful, but that's myself for that one, Chair, but I'm not there, so I assume someone in Downpatrick will need to propose and second me.
Okay, Councillor Enright proposed you and Councillor Tinley seconded you. Okay.
Thanks, James.
And then can I call upon Councillor Byrne as the nominating officer for the SDLP to nominate the position of Chair of Planning for 21-22?
I propose Councillor Declan McAdair.
And a seconder. And Councillor Devlin seconded that. And then the final appointment under the positions of a statutory positions of responsibility is Councillor Enright. And that was selected in the first years of council for the Deputy Chair of Planning for 21-22.
I propose myself, Chairperson.
Thank you. And Councillor Tinley second. Okay, so that concludes the appointment of statutory positions of responsibility. I then have to move on to appoint the members to committees for 21-22. And the list is attached showing the appointments to be made by quota of greatest remainder. So at the annual meeting of Council on the 20th of May 2019, the Council agreed by a qualified majority vote in accordance with the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014, Part 4 and Schedule 2, to use the default method of quota of greatest remainder for appointment to committees, with the remaining 12 positions being allocated by the de Haunt method. And the Ulster Unionist Party have the first two picks, so I call upon Councillor Taylor as the nominating officer for the Ulster Unionist Party to nominate to the committees. And if we can just bear with me, Sarah, are you there to share the screen?
Yeah, hopefully it'll work.
So if you just bear with us a wee minute, we'll get the screen shared.
You tell me if you can see that.
Okay. So, Councillor Taylor.
Chair, could I nominate an additional place on planning and an additional place on neighbourhood services?
Okay. Okay, and then the pick one for Councillor Malone?
Neighbourhood services.
Okay. Councillor Riley?
ERT.
Your mic, David, if you could turn your mic off, sorry.
ERT.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Tinley.
Active Healthy Communities.
Councillor Gibbons.
ERT.
And Councillor Enright.
Councillor Enright's pick is the Deputy Chair of Planning.
Apologies, is the Deputy Chair of Planning. Apologies. And then the second pick then for Councillor Malone.
Active Health Committee.
Second pick for Councillor O'Reilly.
Strategy, policy and resources, please.
Second pick for Councillor Tinley.
Strategy, policy and resources also, please.
Second pick for Councillor Gibbons.
Am I right in saying that it is there's only audit left, yeah?
That's correct.
Yeah, well, I'll go for audit then, yeah.
And second pick for Councillor Enright.
Audit. Okay. Do we need Indy to nominate and second within the chamber for all these?
Yeah, so can I was just going to ask for a proposer and seconder for all of those. Councillor O'Murray's proposing and Councillor Walker seconded. Okay. So just to note for all parties and all members of council, the committee selections of your members should be passed through to Democratic Services. I believe we've received some. Can we ensure that we have received the remainder of those names probably by close of play tomorrow if we haven't got them, if that's okay. And then just item 6 is the appointment to external bodies, and that's just there for noting. And the scheme of alliances is also there for noting. So I'll hand back to Councillor Mason.
Thanks very much, Marie. Well, that concludes our AGM for this evening. So I think we'll wrap it up. Thanks again to everyone, and really look forward to working with you all. For everybody here, look, always know that my door is open. Within reason, as much as COVID will allow us at the minute. And to everybody in the chamber, stay at home, and to everyone at home, have a good rest of your evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathleen.